Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump is raising the possibility of delaying the November election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In his latest attack on mail-in voting, the president suggests a delay in the presidential election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. He tweets that universal mail-in voting will lead to the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. In recent weeks, Mr. Trump has been raising the alarm about mail-in voting. However, critics argue there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud, even in states with all-mail votes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
However, top Republicans in Congress quickly rebuffed Trump's suggestion. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the election date is set in stone, and House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says the election should go forward as planned. Former GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain has died after battling the coronavirus at the age of 74.
Herman Cain had been ill with COVID-19 for several weeks. It's not exactly clear when or where he was infected, but he was hospitalized less than 2 weeks after attending President Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma in June. The one-time pizza company executive had been an outspoken backer of the president, and he was named by the campaign as a co-chair of Black Voices for Trump. A post on Cain's Twitter account announced his death. I'm Shelley Adler.
John Lewis was celebrated as an American hero during his funeral, as former President Barack Obama and others called on people to follow Lewis's example and fight injustice. The private funeral occurred Thursday in Atlanta after nearly a week of mourning that began in his birthplace in Alabama. Lewis died July 17th at the age of 80. Obama called Lewis a man of pure joy and unbreakable perseverance. Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 225 points, but the NASDAQ rose 44. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
It's 3:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Most businesses require an employee with a COVID-19 to test negative before they can return to work. Turns out that may not be needed. The Southern Nevada Health District now says it no longer recommends people who tested positive for COVID-19 to be tested again. The updated guidance comes as Nevada's testing system has become overwhelmed by a surge in coronavirus cases. The new guidance is in line with the Centers for Disease Control, which is based on research that shows infected people are often no longer contagious after 10 to 20 days, depending on the severity of the case. A Metro Police lieutenant has died after battling the coronavirus. Lieutenant Eric Lloyd has been with Metro for nearly 30 years, serving as president of the Injured Police Officers Fund since 2004, coordinating fundraising efforts for wounded officers and their families. He passed away yesterday at UMC. He was 53. Sheriff Joe Lombardo said the department was a better agency for having Eric. Lloyd's wife, Mindy, also contracted COVID-19, has been released from the hospital. He is survived by Mindy, 2 daughters, and 5 grandchildren. Las Vegas Sands Corporation owners of the Venetian and Palazzo will continue to pay all its employees through at least the end of October.
KZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a crash right now, US 95. That's southbound at Casino Center. The right lane is blocked there. Also look for some heavy volumes in a couple of areas. Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda by the stadium. Also, 515 southbound at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Oh, I just love it. It's live and local for a Thursday. This is one of those shows I love. We've got David Bossy going to join us in just a minute. Stephen Miller, senior advisor for policy for President Trump, is going to join us from the White House. Adam Laxalt, the former attorney general and candidate for governor, will join us. Also, Kimberly Guilfoyle, main squeeze of Don Jr., and we'll get a chance to visit with her. You remember her from the Fox, and she is absolutely amazing. She is traveling the country. She, by the way, survived the COVID-19 and is doing quite well, I understand. We'll ask her how she's doing coming up in just a little bit after 5 o'clock. But first, I want to be joined by David Bossy, the president of Citizens United. And he, if you remember back to 2016, we had him on our old show in our old location many times, along with Corey Lewandowski. I just heard Corey Lewandowski on with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. David Bossy, it's been a while. How you been?
I am great. How are you tonight?
I am absolutely wonderful. I would be remiss if we did not at least begin the show with your reaction to the passing of Herman Cain. He was hospitalized 2 weeks after attending the rally in Tulsa. Nobody has yet tried to link the two. But your thoughts on Herman Cain? I loved the guy. Mm-hmm. I had him on many times. There was such a joy about him that you just don't see in politics all that often.
You just hit the nail on the head. Herman was a good friend of mine and somebody I knew and respected for the last many, many years. And he could disagree with you, but he wasn't disagreeable. And that is, to go to your point, we've lost that in politics today. We've lost the ability to just disagree with folks on a public policy matter. Now everything is so spun up. Everybody is so emotional. Everybody, if you're a racist, a misogynist, you just can't be in disagreement with somebody on an issue. It has to be something wrong with your character or you as a human being. It's not what it's supposed to be. And Herman Cain was the epitome of kindness and intelligence, and somebody who really was who took great pride in being able to get along with everybody. Not that he did it on purpose, It was just his natural state. He was truly a wonderful man, and we are tonight worse off without him. And so, you know, I'm saddened by his loss. He was an intellectual in the movement. He was an intellect in the business world, and he was just an all-around great human being.
Yeah, in fact, a lot of people forget there's an entire generation that grew up not knowing that he helped us with pizza, but long before he got into politics.
Right. Well, he took the Godfather's pizza chain, which was a big company, but not doing very well when he took it over. And, you know, this is a long, long time ago. And he was one of the first black CEOs of a Fortune 500 company. And I'll tell you, he took that company and turned it around and did an amazing job. And then, of course, he ran for president. He dipped his toe in politics, and he enjoyed it. And he obviously didn't win the Republican nomination, but what he did is he won the hearts of a wide swath of Republicans and the conservative movement, and he stayed active. And it was just a great time to be around him. And I know there's a movie of his life coming out soon, and you know I look forward to seeing that.
Again, David Bossie joining us, the president of Citizens United. We are now 95 days to Election Day. Can you give me a snapshot of where we are, what the issues are going to be? I'm convinced this is going to be an election about choices for the American people. Can you give us the snapshot you see 95 days out?
You're 100% right. This is about big, big decisions for the American people. What kind of America do we want? Do we want an America that is based on freedom and opportunity and prosperity? Or do we want an America that is based on anarchy and socialism? That's going to be the stark difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And that's what we have to take to the American people. And it's the issues that go along with that. So that's, are you for law and order like President Trump, or are you for anarchy in the streets and defunding the police like Joe Biden? Are you for higher taxes like Joe Biden or lower taxes like Donald Trump? Are you for open borders like Joe Biden or for border security and stopping the human traffickers and the drugs and the cartels from coming over the border and illegal immigrants? What is it that you want your children and your grandchildren to have? What opportunities and what America do you want them to grow up in? And those are the issues. Those are going to be the big issues of the election. And when you walk into to your ballot box and you want to vote, that's going to be what you're thinking about, because that's what this is. It's about the future of America. What does it look like in 5 and 10 years from now?
You talked about a polling place. There is every possibility. In fact, the state legislature here in Nevada is having a special session beginning tomorrow where they're going to talk about going to an all-mail-in ballot. Is that good or bad for the president?
Well, it's bad for the country. It's bad for the country because that's going to be fraught with fraud and fraught with peril. You know, somebody just yesterday did a mock election by mail-in ballot, some TV station around the country. People can find it on the internet. He mailed in ballots from all around the city and to a specific PO box, and he mailed 100 ballots in, and only 97 of them arrived. Now you could say, "Well, geez, that sounds great," but 3% of 130 million Americans that might vote this year, 3%. Is a lot. Now, that's only one anecdote, but that's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with ballots never arriving, and we've seen that happen in congressional races and city council races across the country in the last few months. And then you're dealing with the ballot harvesting aspect of the fraud and the abuse of this system. And I think that is something that we all, every American, look, you know, people, we're not against mail-in ballots. We're against mail-in ballots where there is no oversight. We're against mail-in ballots where it's going to potentially create fraud in the system, which then puts the outcome of the election in jeopardy. We as a country if we're not ready for an all mail-in ballot, we shouldn't be doing it. We shouldn't rush into it because there are options. People can choose to write a letter to say, or go to an online situation where they affirmatively state, I don't want to go to a ballot, to a polling place, send me an absentee ballot. Those are different things. There's security and safety built into the absentee ballot program, to the early vote program where people can vote early under certain circumstances. We should be able to expand those things that already work, that already have security in place for them, and not go rushing into mailing ballots to every registered voter in the state. Doesn't matter what state it is. That's a potential problem.
Wow. David Bossie, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. If folks want to know more what you're doing at Citizens United, where do they go?
CitizensUnited.org is our website. You can go find out all the things we're doing. And David_Bossie, that's B-O-S-S-I-E, on Twitter. You could follow me there. I appreciate it.
Hey, David, always good. We'll see you when you get out here, okay?
Look forward to it. Thanks.
Thanks, man. David Bossie, the president of Citizens United. He's always out here for something, either a speaking engagement or promoting a book or whatever. I absolutely love it when we get a chance to sit down with him. But he's a good guy and a smart guy when it comes to politics. Coming up, really a tough day. With the passing of Herman Cain. I mean, it really honestly is. The John Lewis funeral was today. Three U.S. presidents showed up, not President Trump. And I don't begrudge him that. If you're not welcome there, then okay, then you won't go. Anyway, we'll let you sample some of the presidential speeches. And some of them are really cute and really quaint. We'll get to that. But one was pointedly right at the president, the current president of the United States. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. There's so much to do. And I'm going to tell you something. We now know that there is a special session. It's not going to begin till tomorrow. We thought it was going to begin today. For some unexplained reason, the governor decided to move it to tomorrow. So a lot of the folks drove overnight to get there, and now they're stuck there. But they'll start again tomorrow. Broadcasting live from the world famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Fauci is no optimist. We are living right now through a historic pandemic outbreak. We do not see any particular end in sight.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive and Travelers and Safeco and all the ones you see on TV. Call 702-714-1060. They're standing by right now. The quote is free. Won't cost you a dime. Call 702-714-1060, Castle Insurance Group. Today was such a sad day on so many levels. Losing Herman Cain, and we've had Herman Cain on the line, maybe four or five times. Six times, maybe. He just... There was such a joy that he brought to politics. Remember the 999? I thought that was great. Great marketing. And I hated it when he had to get out of the race. I really did. I thought it was horrible. In fact, I might have voted. No, I might have voted for him. But Herman Cain, he died today. We had the burial for John Lewis. And I want you to listen. I really miss the comforting remarks of somebody like George W. Bush at a time like this. I miss the non-combative, measured tones of George W. Bush. Here it is.
We, the people, including congressmen and presidents, can have differing views on how to perfect our union while sharing the conviction that our nation, however flawed, is at heart a good and noble one. We live in a better and nobler country today because of John Lewis and his abiding faith in the power of God, in the power of democracy, and in the power of love to lift us all to a higher ground. The story that began in Troy isn't ending here today, nor is the work. John Lewis lives forever in his father's house, and he will live forever in the hearts of Americans who act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with their God. May the flights of angels see John Lewis to his rest, and may God bless the country he loved.
How about Bill Clinton? This is cut number three. Bill Clinton, his remarks a little understated, but these were the remarks at the John Lewis funeral earlier today in Atlanta.
John Lewis was many things, but he was a man, a friend in sunshine and storm, a friend who would walk the stony roads that he asked you to walk, that would brave the chastening rods he asked you to be whipped by, always keeping his eyes on the prize, always believing none of us will be free until all of us are equal. I just loved him. I always will. And I'm so grateful that he stayed true to form. He's gone up yonder and left us with marching orders. I suggest, since he's close enough to God to keep his eye on the sparrow and us, we salute, suit up, and march on.
And then there was Barack Hussein Obama, who decided to attack the president, not by name, but you knew who he was talking about, during, and this is a cut number five, and this was former President Obama attacking President Trump during the John Lewis eulogy. Here it is.
Bull Connor may be gone, but today we witness with our own eyes police officers kneeling on the necks of black Americans. George Wallace may be gone, but we can witness our federal government sending agents to use tear gas and batons against peaceful demonstrators. We may no longer have to guess the number of jelly beans in a jar in order to cast a ballot. But even as we sit here, there are those in power who are doing their darndest to discourage people from voting by closing polling locations and targeting minorities and students with restrictive ID laws and attacking our voting rights with surgical precision, even undermining the Postal Service in the run-up to an election that's going to be dependent on mail-in ballots so people don't get sick. Now, I know this is a celebration of John's life. There are some who might say we shouldn't dwell on such things. But that's why I'm talking about it. John Lewis devoted his time on this earth fighting the very attacks on democracy and what's best in America that we're seeing circulate right now.
That was the president of an earlier period. Essentially attacking a president of today. Now, we're going to take a quick break because guess who's going to join us? Stephen Miller, senior advisor to the president. He works in the West Wing, and we'll get a chance to visit with him about lawlessness and what the president's doing to make us safer. In fact, we're going to break just about a minute early. So stick around. We got a lot to do. It's going to be busy. We got Stephen Miller. We got Adam Laxalt, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Main Squeeze of Don Jr. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 3:29,